Welcome all, and welcome to one of the fastest growing parapolitical shows on the internet. You have tuned in to the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. This week, I think, is going to be an awesome show, a show everybody can get behind and relate to, because it's a show that I'm going to jump back on a couple of subjects I've already talked about and to say, listen, if you want to get the news ahead of time, you need to listen to this show, because there's two topics I'm going to talk about that are really, really affecting the West Coast of the United States and the Northern Hemisphere of the United States and above. There are two things that are happening that I have talked about at length, ad nauseum, before, and it's finally coming true. Now, the second one, I completely hate the fact that it's coming true, but I knew it was coming. So I'm going to talk to you about that. But again, we're going to talk about the deep state, because there are things happening. The things that are happening this week are just insane. Things are going down. Things that even I wasn't expecting to happen so quick, but it's happening. And I want to talk to you about that. And I want to give, because I have a lot of people that still are apprehensive about believing what is going on. But I want to kind of, I guess I want to spill the beans as to why I think what is happening is actually happening. Why they're going so hard after Donald Trump. And it's not because of his policies. It's not because of who he is. It's because of what he's going to do. And I'm going to spell that out for you this week. But as I do every show, I have a comment of the week. Now, last week, it was a kind of a general comment of the week, because everybody was just absolutely telling me the same thing. Well, this week, I have an individual comment of the week. This comment comes from North Carolina, and this gentleman, he wanted me. Normally, people just want me to give their first name and last initial. This guy wanted me to give his first and last name. He specifically said, Tom, get my first and last name out there. I'm not ashamed. This comes from Jeff Hamilton in North Carolina. And he says, Tom, I have been following your show since it was Mysteries of Michigan. He said, I was scrolling through Podbean looking for something to listen to, and I came across your show, and it just happened to be the Comet Ison show. So I listened, and I fell in love with it. Your insights, although it may have been wrong, may have been not entirely accurate, you touched something inside of me. And then you went on to the Bigfoot shows, and then the Dogman shows, and then the conspiracy shows, and then you went into the political aspects of it during the 2016 election. And I got hooked. When you stopped your show, I was devastated. And then I saw that you were bringing it back, and I've been listening continually ever since. Let me tell you, Tom, when you say there is a deep state and Donald Trump is trying to get rid of the deep state, you are absolutely right. You have sources, and I myself have sources. I live near a military base in North Carolina. I am friends with a lot of military people, and they have told me things that you are echoing on your show. At first, when they told me, I kind of took it with a grain of salt. But then when your sources are telling you the same thing, then I started to believe and I started to do what you tell me to do. And that's open your mind. Look, do your own research. And I've done that. And I have found that, yes, there is a deep state. There is a government within the government and they are corrupt. And Donald Trump has been put in place to get rid of the deep state with the help of the military. Tom, don't let people dissuade you from telling the truth. Don't let the liberals out there tell you that what you're talking about is pure conspiracy theory nutcase. It is not. You are speaking the truth. You are speaking what America needs to hear. But I warn you, you need to be careful. You say your show is growing. I worry about you because I worry that as your show grows and as your voice grows and you give all this information to more and more people, that you will become a target for the deep state. You would be looked at as expendable, someone they should take out because you speak the truth. To the listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, know that I have inside information that completely corroborates what Tom is talking to you about on his show. What Tom is talking about is completely factual, and it's happening. For all of you who doubt or are unsure about whether what is going on in this country right now is actually for real, don't doubt. There is a war in this country. It is a war that we are not fighting as civilians, but the government is fighting itself. There are two governments in this country. There are two militaries in this country, and they are about to go to war. Tom, I want you to talk about why you think Donald Trump is targeted. Let the people know you have a way with words. Tell them, tell your listeners why you think and why I think that the deep state is real, why you think that it's happening, and why you think that we are going to win. I love your show, Tom. You do a phenomenal job. You and I are like kindred spirits. We think the same way. We love the paranormal. We love the supernatural, but we also love the politics. And this show is a perfect fit for me. I've told all of my friends about it. I have gained you so many listeners. Keep doing what you are doing. Yours truly, Jeff Hamilton, North Carolina. Jeff, uplifted. Absolutely uplifted. This just corroborates what I have been saying. I need to get a hold of you, and as I sent back to you on an email, I need to get you on this show. I want you to talk to my listeners and tell them what you know. And you and I will corroborate. We will take notes and we will mix notes and we will make sure that everything that we're saying is true. There is a war going on in this country. Absolutely. We are not fighting yet. I think that is about to come. But there is something going on in this country. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to take Jeff's advice, and I'm going to tell you why I think that this is the real deal. We're going to talk about that after the break. After the break, we're going to talk about the deep state, and we're going to talk about my old friend Fukushima. If you've been a listener to this show like Jeff has from the beginning, you know I am infatuated. Yeah, I am absolutely infatuated with Fukushima and what we are not being told. And then I want to talk to you about what is going on with this weather. Because if you live in the northern hemisphere, the northern part of the northern hemisphere, this is ridiculous. And one of my listeners by the name of Connie made a comment that I caught up on. We follow the same pages, and she made a comment, and I caught it, and she's absolutely right. And I want to talk to you about it because I've talked about it numerous times. Now, before we go to the break, this is the show. This was recorded on Saturday. Monday is Memorial Day. I want to talk to you about what Memorial Day is, because a lot of people, and I can't understand this, we have parade in Owosso, where I live. We have a Memorial Day parade where we parade veterans, where we parade, you know, current active military members through the parade. And that's great because we need to honor our active and former military. But ladies and gentlemen, and this is meant as no disparagement against veterans and current military members, because my brother-in-law just retired from, I think he had 35, 36 years in the military. My nephew just joined, and he just graduated boot camp. Congratulations, Gage. Proud of you. But listen, there is a difference. We have 3 days that honor our military people. We need to differentiate between the three. The third Saturday of May is Armed Forces Day. That is for those who currently wear the uniform, which would be my nephew. I salute you, Gage. You are wearing our uniform. You are protecting our country, and I can't thank you enough. Veterans Day is November 11th. My father-in-law, he was in Vietnam on the USS Enterprise as a member of the U.S. Navy. My brother-in-law fought in Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and honestly, I don't even know where else he's been because it's probably highly classified, but he has just retired. He is a veteran. My great uncle Dickie fought in World War II as a fighter pilot and was an ace fighter pilot. November 11th, we celebrate our veterans. This Memorial Day, the last Monday in May, are for those who never made it out of uniform. They died protecting our country. When you see the footage of the soldiers storming the beach on Normandy, think about that the next time you're at the beach. For my Michigan listeners, we're surrounded by lakes of, or essentially oceans of water, freshwater oceans. Think about that. For my East and West Coast listeners, when you're playing on the beach, suntanning, I want you to put into your head that we are able to do this because of the soldiers that died storming the beaches of Normandy, June 6, 1944. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do that because the Nazis would have taken over. They would have won the war, or the communists. Think about that. That is what Memorial Day is about. Memorial Day is about not just the World War II, the Vietnam soldiers, the World War I soldiers that have died, but every soldier representing this country, starting from the Revolutionary War to the Spanish War to the Civil War to the Korean War, any soldier that died wearing the uniform, protecting this country, protecting the freedoms and the rights that you have, keeping America bastion of freedom, where everybody wants to be. It is because of the soldiers that fought for you that when they made it home, it was in a box with a flag draped over it, never to be around their families again. Think about that sacrifice. They left their families and went to boot camp and went to Ranger School or Airborne, wherever they went, SEAL school. Then went to a foreign land and fought for your freedoms. During that mission, they were killed. So now, those families have memories. Those families need to be proud because their soldier paid the ultimate sacrifice for me, for my family, for you, the listeners of this show, to have the freedoms and the ability to do what we can do in America. There's no other place on the planet, never has been another place like this on the planet, like America. And that's because of soldiers like Shane Cantu out of Owosso, who died via an IED in Iraq. And our founding fathers. Speaking of founding fathers, my daughter and I went down to the Wharton Center in Lansing, Michigan this past Sunday. It was the 19th. And we watched the Hamilton production. Now, I've been following the Hamilton production because my daughter's been infatuated with it. She wanted to go to New York, and there's no way I can afford that. But it came to Lansing, Michigan. And at the time, I worked with a mechanic whose parents had season tickets. And I said, oh, my gosh. You have got to get me two tickets to the show. And he came through. And we made a date out of it. My daughter and I, we went to dinner and went to see Hamilton. Now, this is the type of Broadway production that I absolutely love. Yes, it's basically a rap, pop. Everything is sung. There's no dialogue. Everything is sung. It's all through songs, and it's an amazing piece of work. But you know what? It's history. It's absolute history. It taught my daughter about the founding fathers and how this nation was born. How the immigrants from England rose up against the oppressiveness of a king and decided to fight against all odds and won a country. But it didn't just stop there. We won a country. Then we had to build a country. If you haven't heard the Hamilton soundtrack or been to the Hamilton production, you owe it to yourself. You know, stream it, download it, just go to Hamilton. And you will see it and just listen because it's amazing what Lin-Manuel Miranda did. It's an amazing show. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to talk to you about the deep state, and then we're going to go jumping into what is going on with the weather. And once we get on with that, I'm going to take another break, and then we're going to finish the show with Fukushima, my old buddy. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
If life was an album that's stuck on repeat, we were just in the loop, stuck in between. Feeling that needles, can feel in my heart that is feeble. It's feeling like leaving is painful, like even just seconds apart was the evilest thing. Yeah, and I'm evil Knievel. To get over love could prove to be lethal, but jump in your bones, my church and cathedral, like bodies on bodies. Yeah, bodies on bodies. Yeah, thinking that probably that love could tell in the end.
September 21st and September 22nd, 2019, at the Mothman Museum in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. The 18th annual festival that celebrates the legend known only as Mothman in downtown Point Pleasant, West Virginia. There will be live music, guest speakers, special appearances and events, festival food, a TNT area tour, a Mothman statue, Mothman hayride. You'll visit the Mothman Museum and much more. This is the Mothman Festival. So be there September 21st and 22nd in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Hey everybody, this is Tom Velasquez, the host of The Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids? or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Everybody, treason is in the air. Let me tell you, my sources have been blowing up my email telling me that these liberals, these Democrats, are falling over each other trying to save face. And it's all because Donald Trump has instructed Attorney General William Barr to release all the documents of the FISA investigation. And let me tell you, the Democrats are panicking, absolutely panicking, because this is why they are trying to get rid of Donald Trump, because they know he is anti-deep state. He is there to remove the deep state. And all of their nefarious acts, all of their treasonous acts, are going to be put into the limelight. This is the beginning of what I have been telling you is going on for weeks now. It's all starting to make sense. You know, there was a time, and I'll be honest with you, there was a time where I'm thinking to myself, you know what, they're throwing William Barr in contempt. They're trying to impeach Donald Trump. What the hell are they doing? If this is actually a soft coup by the military to remove the deep state, they better get on track. They better get on the ball. And I had my doubts, but when I saw this, the first thing that popped into my head was, you know what? It's all part of the plan. Just let it go. They've got a plan. The military brass that is trying to take back this country and give the power back to the people instead of the deep state, they have a plan. And that is what every single one of my sources has been telling me. Tom, just relax. This is all going out. This is playing out exactly as they have planned. They're going to try to impeach Donald Trump. They're going to throw William Barr in contempt. But Tom, what they don't realize is the American people are fed up. They elected these Democrats to change things. And all they're doing, all of their focus is on impeachment, is on bringing out things about Donald Trump's past that doesn't affect the way he's running the country right now. They want to throw out his tax returns from the 80s. Who cares? I don't care. If the guy lost millions of dollars, oh well. If he's not as rich as he says he is, oh well. Again, I've said it a million times before. All I'm concerned about is, how do you run my country? How are you helping me provide for my family and keep my family safe? That's all I care about. And these people are going insane trying to get this guy removed from office. And a lot of people don't see it. They don't see that this is being CNN, MSNBC they're putting the Mueller report and the quote unquote obstruction of justice that was via the Mueller report completely exonerated Trump. They are looking into this.
Justin Amash, the congressman, Republican, and I say that with quotations around it, Republican congressman from the state of Michigan, is saying Trump had impeachable offenses. It's just impeachable. Get him out of there. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a member of the deep state. You can tell who's a member of the deep state because they are doing everything in their power to get rid of Donald Trump. There has never, ever, ever been a president that has taken such ridicule, such harassment, but yet comes out unscathed. They're making up items at this point. They don't have anything. They were elected to help this country, and all they can do is try to get Donald Trump impeached. Now, some of you may say, well, that's going to help the country. But really, you look at what Congress has done. You look at what the House of Representatives has done since the 2018 midterm elections. Nothing. Because there's so much gridlock, because nobody can get along, because everybody is trying to impeach Donald Trump. Under what grounds, though? He's a bad person. I don't care. I really don't care. Bill Clinton got you-know-what in the Oval Office. He's not a good guy. He cheated on his wife. But Tom Ken Starr had an impeachment process against him. Okay, the proof was there that he had extramarital relations with Monica Lewinsky. Where's the proof that Donald Trump had extramarital relations? And honestly, I don't care. I really don't care what our president does. That's their private life. That Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, John F. Kennedy, they're going to have to deal with that. I don't care. Make my country safe, put more money in my pocket, and give me and my kids an opportunity to better ourselves. That's all I ask. And if you take those three prerequisites, Donald Trump has fulfilled them all. He's eliminated ISIS. When's the last time you saw a terrorist attack in this country? He has lowered our taxes, therefore giving me more money in my pocket. And I know I got some jackasses out there telling me, oh, I had to pay more in taxes this year, Tom. How's that for your tax cut? Well, dummy, I bet you anything, you didn't pay as much in taxes, dummy. So there. So you saved money. And then the unemployment rate is at a 50-year low. The minority unemployment rate is pretty much essentially the lowest it's ever been. That's why you have more minorities moving over to the support of Donald Trump, and that's scaring the living daylights out of the Democrats. Why do you think they want to make illegal immigrants able to vote? Because they're getting entitlements. They're getting everything for free. And trust me, the majority of them still are. So they know if they can vote, well, they're not going to vote that way. But now Donald Trump's economic policies are making it so the blacks, the Asians, the Hispanics, wherever you come from, the minorities of this country, they have an opportunity. It's the Democratic Party that has kept the minorities down. And it's starting to come to light that that's the case. Because if you are a minority and you are on food stamps or public assistance or government assistance, whatever you want to call it, that is what the government wanted you to be on, because then you're dependent on the government. But you had every single opportunity in this country to make your life better. Every single one. If you say you didn't, now I'm not going to say racism is not present and accounted for in this country. There are still some jackasses that are racist. You will find that. But this, as a minority, is the best chance for you in this country to make yourself better. Listen to my black listeners, think about it. You may think you're living in squalor, but honestly, and I may be completely going way overboard on this, but listen, your ancestors, your relatives in Africa, they're struggling even more. You don't know how well you have it. And you're struggling because you keep voting Democrat. And the Democrats, all they want is to keep you on the government assistance, keep you reliant on the government. But if you're a minority that has a work ethic, with Donald Trump, you can make yourself better. You can get out of that hole. Trust me, there were times in my life back when I first got married, I got really, really sick. Nobody knew what was going on with me. Well, it was then they found out at the Mayo Clinic I had liver disease and I had fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. I couldn't work for a while. And I begrudgingly got food stamps because there was no other way I was feeding my family because I physically could not work. Well, once I got it in check, I got off of it because I don't want to be a ward of the government. I don't want the government controlling my life, telling me how I can do and can't do things. That's where we are now. There are some people that are, my wife's cousin is an example, who are completely okay with having the government pay for everything they are and everything they need. They get free phones, free housing, free food stamps, free public transportation, you name it. They live better than 90% of us listening to this show. And they don't work. They just keep having kids by different fathers. But that's what the Democrats want you to do, is be reliant on them. So you can't vote anything other than Democrat. Because if you vote anything other than Democrat, as a Republican or a conservative, we believe that you are capable, my wife's cousin, completely capable of getting a job and bettering herself. The working people shouldn't have to pay for the people that don't want to work. I've said it a million times before. If you're handicapped or cannot physically work, I have no problem helping you out. Absolutely none. But it's the people that can work, that choose not to work, that choose to continue to get pregnant, and are living better than I ever could imagine because they have a freaking house or an apartment full of food, got the latest iPhone, the greatest shoes. You know, I saw someone who had, and this was in Walmart, say what you want about Walmart, but this person was paying for their booze with a bridge card. Basically, Michigan, the taxpayers of Michigan, were paying for that person to get drunk. But on top of that, this person had $250 Air Jordans on their feet. So, ladies and gentlemen, especially you in Michigan, how many of you can afford to pay $250 for a pair of shoes? I know I can't. So this person obviously is getting money from the state. They're manipulating the system. And that is what my issue is. How much money is going to people who really don't need it or who are manipulating the system? This cousin of my wife's used to live in Texas, and I think I mentioned this on the show before. In her infinite wisdom, she posted on Facebook, "Hey, all my Texas friends, come up to Michigan and I'll show you how you can get benefits from Michigan and Texas." This is what we're dealing with. This is where the entitlement dollars are way out of line, is because people know how to manipulate the system. But regardless, there is something going on with the deep state. They're turning on each other. There is a video that of Jerry Nadler, who has been absolutely ridiculous, trying to impeach Trump, trying to impeach William Barr. He was at a conference of, and this is great, behind him, there's a sign that says, speed cameras save lives. And the first thing I saw on this, now this is a video of Jerry Nadler absolutely losing it. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what's going on. He looks pale and gray. And listen, I have a heart. If there's something medically wrong with Jerry Nadler, I hope he recovers. But there is a lot of speculation that he's freaking out because Attorney General Barr is releasing all of this information. It's going to implement Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Rob Rosenstein, who else? I mean, James Comey on the FISA warrants, that how illegal they were and how treasonous they were in the whole Democratic Party's going down. And Donald Trump has said on record that he's not opposed to the death sentence, to treason. Trust me, people, there's a reason he says that. He's not just going to throw that out. Yeah, whatever, I don't care. Yeah, if you're a traitor, yeah, death sentence. No, there's a reason he says that, because he's putting it into the American psyche. If you are tried and convicted of treason, well, therefore, you are sentenced to death. There's a method to the madness that I'm finding out. And that is why people are saying Jerry Nadler realizes that he's part of this treasonous behavior. And he freaked out. He flipped out. Some people say he had a stroke. Some people said he had a seizure. I don't know what it was. And, you know, Jerry Nadler, I don't like you as a person because I don't stand for what you are standing for, because I think you are just trying to save face. You have no disregard for the American people. You have no regard for the American people. I'm sorry. You have no regard for the American people nor your constituents. You're part of the plan. However, if you are seriously ill or if you had a serious health issue, by all means, get well soon. Regardless of where you fall politically, this man looked like he was seriously unaware of where he was and struggling. And, you know, as a human being who loves other human beings and everything around him, It kind of hit me that this man is not right. This man is seriously ill. Or there are some people that said, this is just a ploy, Tom. It came out yesterday, and I had emails all day yesterday, all day today, stating that, Tom, don't worry about it. Jerry Nadler's fine. He's fine. This is just a ploy to build up sympathy because he knows what's coming. I don't know. You tell me. Now, I want to talk to you about the weather. The reason I want to talk to you about that is if you live in the northern hemisphere, Michigan north, you know the weather this spring/summer has sucked. You know what? It's horrible. The weather, the temperatures are cold. It's done nothing but rain. And it's just horrible. I mean, at this point, normally, I've got the pool open. And yes, I did open the pool last weekend. But the weather's shitty. It's not conducive to swimming in the pool. I've got the solar cover on. But we've got so much rain, there's no point in putting a solar cover on. But Connie, if you're listening to the show, you know who you are. You are a friend of mine, and I want to get with you, Connie, because I want to start promoting your store on this show. So I will get with you on that probably this week. But anyway, Connie
commented on a post. In the post, I think, you know, vaguely remember, I think it was "this weather sucks" or something vaguely like that. Basically, it was just disparaging the weather in Michigan and the northern half of this country. She said, well, it shouldn't surprise you, we're in a grand solar minimum. And she's absolutely correct. And where, if you are a listener of this show, where have you heard that we are in a grand solar minimum? I don't know. Could it be the Paranormal Patriot? Yes, you have. If you have been a listener of the show or you have gone back and listened to the archive shows, you know I did a show with the Cosmic Dreamer stating that we are in a grand solar minimum or we're coming up to one. And the title of the show, and if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. It's on podbean.com. It's the Paranormal Patriot. Go back and listen to it. It's called Baby, It's Cold Outside. And it is stating that global warming or global cooling or climate change, whatever Al Gore's calling it now, has nothing to do with mankind. The majority of the climate is controlled by the sun. Now, I want to tell you something about the sun right now. Sunspots are essentially energy, hot energy that is dissipated from the sun and directed towards the earth. Well, sunspots have now not been present for 79 days, or 55% of the year so far. Now, scientists state that this is a major sign that the long-awaited solar minimum has now officially arrived. For those of you who have listened, or if you haven't, go back and listen to Baby, It's Cold Outside. You know what a solar minimum is. You will also know that the sun follows a roughly 11-year cycle where it reaches a solar maximum where sunspots are at their most active and those generate the most heat, which sends to the earth and we have a nice warm summer. And that is before shifting into a solar minimum. Now, during a solar maximum, as I said, the sun gives off more heat and is littered with sunspots. Less heat in the solar maximum is due to a decrease in magnetic waves and fewer sunspots. And remember, 79 days this year, there have been zero sunspots. That's 55%. Over half of the year, there are zero sunspots that are generating heat to this planet. Now, cosmic forecasting website Space Weather said the lack of sunspots is similar to the last solar minimum. The site stated that the sun has been without sunspots for 79 days so far this year, which is more than half of the time, 55%. To find the similar number of blank suns, you have to go back to 2009 when the sun was experiencing the deepest solar minimum in a century. Now, I specifically remember 2009, and that summer, listen, for me, summer needs to be warm, it needs to be hot, it needs to be humid, it needs to completely contradict the stupid-ass weather we have in the winter. We, over the last couple years, have been having frigid winters here in Michigan. And when I say frigid, I'm talking northern Canada, Siberia, Alaska, negative 20, negative 30 actual temperatures. Now, I will say last year's summer was pretty nice. It started late, but it got going and then it just died. I've made a point to many people that it seems as if spring and fall no longer exist because there may be a week of spring in a week of fall. Here in Michigan, we are struggling to get to 70 degrees. Struggling. Most of the time, it's in the 50s, and it has rained continually. I have to cut my grass minimum 3 times a week. I don't have time to cut my grass 3 times a week. But this is the after effects of a solar minimum. Sunspots dissipate their energy, which is heat, and send it towards the Earth. And therefore, we heat up. Now, in the southern part of the states, yeah, Dallas. I have listeners that are in Dallas that said, holy cow, it's hot. It's 100 degrees out here. Great. I would love that up here. I'd feel better. I love the heat. However, in Michigan, we're cloudy, windy, maybe 60 degrees, and it's almost June. I remember specifically in 2009, my family, and what I mean by my family is my brothers, my sisters, and my mother and father. I unfortunately could not make the camping trip, but in the middle of June, it was maybe 50 degrees. They were standing by the campfire trying to keep warm. That was a solar minimum. We have now started another solar minimum, which may be a little early, which I don't know if that's good or bad. Right now, it is about 75 degrees in Michigan, which is great. I love this. However, we go 75, 70, 65, and then it's going to be in the 60s all week, which is far below where we should be. A solar minimum is, in theory, historically going to drop the average temperature of the planet worldwide 3 to 4 degrees. Well, here in Michigan, we're way below that. We are nowhere near where we should be, and we are getting inundated, as everybody else, it seems, with weird weather, tornadoes. I mean, Minnesota just got a blizzard. I don't know how people live in Minnesota. But there's tornadoes, there's thunderstorms, blizzards, you name it. It's all from our sun. You can listen to Al Gore and you can say, yep, Al Gore says that we are man-made changing the environment. Listen, don't be pompous. Don't be a pompous ass. We are not that influential. What we do on this planet can't even begin to change what this planet does, because everything our climate is controlled by the sun. Now, when we can control the sun, then I would say, yes, we can control the weather. But the media, the liberals, the tree huggers, the climatologists, they're lying to you. We can't control this. We can put all the carbon emissions we want in the air. The Earth, the planet, is resilient. It will absorb those, and it will just say, yum, that was a nice meal. And it will just go on as business as usual. But yet, we are floating the idea of throwing aluminum and barium in the upper atmosphere to direct the sun's rays back out into space to cool the planet down. Listen, I can't deal with it being much cooler. It is almost June, and I'm still wearing a sweatshirt or a coat. I need my warmth. It is because the solar minimum is upon us. We can't control this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you can't control it. So, Connie, thank you for your insight. I know you're on top of things. I'm going to get with you about promoting your store on this show, and when I do promote Connie's store on this show, I want my listeners to go to her website and shop at the store and also share it. And that's, if you have a store, if you have anything you want to advertise on this show, just contact me. I'm easy. I'm really easy. Contact me. I'll put it on there. I'm not even going to charge you. Contact me at ghostseeker4 at charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4 at charter.net and say, Tom, hey, I got this. I got a book. I got a store. I got something I want you to promote. Can you do it for me? And I'll be more than happy to. I'm not doing this to make a ton of money. Hell, I'm not doing this to make any money, obviously. I'm doing this because I love it and I want to help people. Let me help you. Contact me at ghostseeker4 at charter.net. When we come back, we're going to have a very, 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 very brief update on Fukushima. You know, my old friend. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. September 21st and September 22nd, 2019, at the Mothman Museum in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. The 18th annual festival that celebrates the legend known only as Mothman in downtown Point Pleasant, West Virginia. There will be live music, guest speakers, special appearances and events, festival food, a TNT area tour, a Mothman statue, Mothman hayride, you'll visit the Mothman Museum, and much more. This is the Mothman Festival. So be there September 21st and 22nd in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Was it easy walking away? Or was it hard when you found yourself outside? Were you scared?
All right, if you've listened to this show for a while, you know I have something of an infatuation with Fukushima, and that's because I believe that they're not telling us the truth. Now, Fukushima is the result of the 2011 severe earthquake right off the coast of Japan. The resulting tsunami had crippled the Fukushima Daiichi reactor. Specifically reactor number 2, I believe it is. And what it's doing now is it is dumping 300 million gallons of nuclear contaminated water into the Pacific Ocean each day. Not each year, but each day. They can't control it because the reactor had been breached. And it's just dumping this water into the Pacific Ocean. Well, the government wanted to tell us there's no cause for alarm. There's so much water, it will kind of dilute the radioactive substance coming in there. 300 million gallons a day are going in there. Eventually, that is going to overtake the dilution of the Pacific Ocean. And now, they're finding along the Pacific coast of the United States, from Washington to Oregon to California, all the way down to Mexico and Southern and Central America. They're finding that these places are now contaminated, and they're estimating it will take 16 million years. Listen, I want to reiterate that. There is nuclear fallout on the western part of America, Central and South America, from the Fukushima reactors that we were told were no problem, everything's fine. We are seeing the nuclear disaster that we can't see it naturally being cleaned up for another 16 million years. I have told my listeners, if you live in California, the West Coast, I have Mexico, I have Central American listeners, if you are on the Pacific side of your country, get out. If you are eating fish, do not eat anything from the west side of this country, Pacific Ocean, anything like that, because it is contaminated. You cannot tell me. There is no way you can tell me that dumping 300 million gallons of contaminated water a day into the Pacific Ocean is not going to eventually cause a freaking issue. It is. There's no doubt about it. But yet, our news broadcasts, the government, the Japanese government are saying, it's fine. You're fine. We got it under control. And we're going to believe it's lock, stock, and barrel. We think that because they are arresting and holding those from TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, because we're holding those people accountable for the mismanagement and fiasco that happened after, that now everything's fine because we're holding them accountable. Well, that doesn't stop the flow of contaminated water in the ocean. This has been going on for 7 years. 7 years, ladies and gentlemen. If you live on the west coast of America, Central America, Mexico, or South America, get out. Seriously, for the best benefit of you and your family, get out. Do not eat any seafood, whatever, shrimp, lobster, crab, seafood from the West Coast, from the Pacific Ocean. Do not eat it. It's contaminated. It's contaminated. But yet, we're going to sit there and we're going to listen to the news, say, yep, everything's fine. And we're going to go, well, the news said so, so it's fine. It ain't fine. It's not fine. I have been preaching on this since Mysteries of Michigan began, that Fukushima is a natural disaster of this. It's actually the natural disaster of this generation. You can look at Three Mile Island, and this pales in comparison. You know why? Because Three Mile Island was contained. This is still not contained. All I ask is do the research. Look up Fukushima and tell me after your research that this is not contained. This is the environmental disaster, again, of our generation. Look it up. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me with what you found on Fukushima. Contact me with show ideas or any paranormal or supernatural event you've had or any conspiracy item you want to talk about. Now, seeing that I am in so much love with the Hamilton play, I'm going to end the show with a song from Hamilton. It's a rap, but it is so historical and so educational. This is called Hamilton Cabinet Meeting 1. Thank you for listening to this week's show. We will be back next week with more entertaining news. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez.
You could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you're here with us in New York City. Are you ready for a cabinet meeting, huh? The issue on the table. Secretary Hamilton's plan to assume state debt and establish a national bank. Secretary Jefferson, you have the floor, sir.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We fought for these ideals, we shouldn't settle for less. These are wise words, enterprising men quote them. Don't act surprised, you guys, cause I wrote them. Ow, but Hamilton forgets. His plan would have the government assume state debts. Now place your bets as to who that benefits. The very seat of government where Hamilton sits.
Not true.
Oh, if the shoe fits, wear it. If New York's in debt, why should Virginia bear it? Our debts are paid, I'm afraid. Don't tax the South, cause we got it made in the shade. In Virginia, we plant seeds in the ground. We create, you just wanna move our money around. This financial plan is an outrageous demand, and it's too many damn pages for any man to understand. Stand with me in the land of the free. Pray to God we never see Hamilton's candidacy. Look, when Britain taxed our tea, we got frisky. Imagine what gon' happen when you try to tax our whiskey.
Thank you, Secretary Jefferson. Secretary Hamilton, your response.
Thomas, that was a real nice declaration. Welcome to the present. We're